God dang it.
This is a Merry Man show with Merry Man Jack, the worst guy, a warm Jaffe. Dialed up is Jay from Studio West. Ooh-ah. Happy holidays. We hope that you had a happy holiday.
It's 2016.
Woohoo.
There you
happy
go.
New Year. Happy birthday.
And a dusting of snow in our area, yes.
I don't know if it was a dusting. It was more like it was more like bird poop coming from the sky.
Yeah, pretty much. Hits the ground and dissolves.
Actually, we had some accumulation, though, on our deck. We had a little tiny pellet.
Like, it was like Dale in the 80s with his Coke habit. It's just like sprinkles. Yeah. what would fall off the table?
Well, you know, so I'm looking at Dale. He looks like Kenny.
Right off a woman's titty. It's the best cocaine ever.
What was it? No Shave November?
Yeah.
Is that what it, I got Dale looking across, and he's got it's No Shave Dale January.
I don't know. Yeah.
It doesn't rhyme.
Yeah.
I looked up. I didn't really pay attention.
I've never seen Dale with a beard. Like, I've seen him with a goatee, but not like a beard.
Well, here, I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you.
No, you don't want to.
Put it on video real quick. Put your Skype on video, and I can just see. Right? Wouldn't that be easier?
Well, would it be easier to have to turn around here? Let's see here.
On my video.
Okay, there's Jay. Now I just turn you around here.
Well, you gotta turn on your video. I turned on mine.
Well, how do I turn my video on? Oh, I see. I got it.
How do I turn my video on?
We're filming.
How do I make it work?
I can't turn it around with all this stuff.
Let's see. Let's take a look at Dale here. Oh, fucking old man River over there. What the hell is that shit?
Old man River.
He's getting ready to play Santa Claus next year. Is that the wood plank? Is that going to be the length of the wood plank?
Well, yeah, it's different pieces. It's not going to go
across the whole thing. That's going to look ridiculous.
It's an accent.
If it's an accent wall, it's going to accent the whole wall, not just a part of it.
Oh, shut the fuck up! It's going to be perfect the way it's going to be put together in pieces. It's like your hardwood floor.
I feel like Dale's putting on the lumberjack beard. Dale, what do you think of as a lumber expert? Should that go all the way across?
It will eventually go all the way across.
It is going to go all the way across.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he just put up one section see what it looks like.
I just bought a 6-foot section because I know the wall's 8 feet long. And I said, hey, you know what? This will save me time. I'll just do it this way, and maybe no one will notice. Yeah, when they come in and buy the house,
that's what it looks like.
Someday, someone goes, hey.
I'll hang a picture on the other half.
They won't even notice. No, you're looking at it wrong. Look at it from over here behind the closet.
Well, you didn't specify, all right? I look over there, and that's what's on there. It's just that one fucking piece.
When I'm showing the house, I just leave the lights off.
Well, I thought, honestly, in your opinion,
what happened here?
In your opinion, I thought it would be, well, if the door is open, they won't see that part, so I'm just going to save the wood and just do that one side.
I'm saving trees.
I feel like that would be the Jack way of doing a home improvement project.
Shitty. You know what's funny is though when I sat down I didn't really pay attention to Dale when he sat down. He came up here. I was putting everything looked up. And I said, "Jesus, dude, are you writing your manifesto?"
Come on!
I'm thinking, Jesus, Unabomber. All you need is those cool '80s '70s sunglasses in the hoodie. I say,
just let him borrow one of your older hoodies and give him
my NAR hat, right?
NRA, yeah. You can join those people out in Oregon.
He does look like he would be headed to Oregon. He's got the lumberjack shirt going on. He's got the beard.
We want everyone.
We're fighting for our rights here.
Anyway, so
you can come to Oregon. You can, even if you don't have a gun, we'll give you one when you get here.
I'm sure they hate terrorists, but I wonder if they realize that you're kind of terrorist too. Maybe.
Isn't Oregon like it's a blue state, isn't it?
Yeah, very blue. Very blue.
Very blue.
And but there's a lot of wilderness and stuff there, so you probably have the more, you know.
Oh, that's true. You got the people that don't
more
vote.
Dale's type of people out in the
You got the Unabombers.
Yeah.
And if you're a Unabomber or if you're a terrorist, I apologize ahead of time. We're not here to make fun of you.
We are totally going to get shut down.
We're not judging anybody.
We're inclusive.
Shut it down.
We're all about everybody living under one umbrella. And maybe your wood doesn't go all the way to the wall. I don't know. Maybe just stop. You know what? I'm just going to have one piece.
Or maybe you just left out the rain. You don't fit it in the umbrella.
It's like, oh, it's that Steve Martin's old joke. He goes, you know, he goes, I don't believe in wall-to-wall carpeting. I just cut a couple pieces under and tied to my feet. So that's what I'm doing right there. I'm just going to say, hey,
because
I got the good, bad, the ugly poster.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is perfect. Perfect for me.
It's yes, that's perfect for you, yes.
I love it. I love The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. The The Hateful Eight is actually scored by Ennio Morricone, who is famous for the score that he did for the Man with No Name trilogy. So if
he's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive, and he did the score.
He should be like 100 years old.
He is old. He's like in his 90s, maybe.
Now I'm picking on old people.
Is that a tuning fork? Whoa, what was that?
He is born.
Put my hairy down.
Ding. He was born in 1928. He is 87 years old.
Oh, he's like William Shatner. Just keeps working.
Just keep going.
But I want to see that movie just for that alone. Is the score?
I haven't heard it.
I'm just.
Anyway. I wanted to see the movie last week, but we went and saw what's the movie with Mark Wahlberg and you're done with me?
I was starting to get jarbly. I don't want to cut the internet connection.
Well, I'm cutting you off then too.
Fine.
Daddy's Home.
Yeah. Daddy's Home.
Was it good?
With Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Should I give a review now or should we wait for the later on?
I guess wait for the Ramblecast, I think. That's a good review. Well, just give it a married man review, but not the full review.
I did laugh.
Hold on. Is it on par with the, you know, recent fare of Will Ferrell's movies?
He plays a different type of character in this one.
Oh, okay.
He's more of a, it's not all his screaming and yelling and, you know, out of control type stuff.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, and you could tell that Mark Wahlberg and I do go have the same trainer. That's all.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost like I was like, I go, when did I get on the screen? Why do I keep taking off my shirt? I guess I can, you know. Anyway.
You were his double in that? Were you his body double in that?
Actually, I think I was
too. I heard rumors that you were his body double.
I think I was too big to be his body double. I think.
But then they couldn't find a toupee that matched Mark Wahlberg. So.
Whatever, Grizzly Adams.
Oh, God, that's cold.
Can't wait for a bear to maul you.
Actually, what Dale kind of looks like to me right now with that beard is there's a lawyer.
Roger.
No, there's a lawyer in
Kenny Rogers after
the botched surgeries. No, he looks like there's a lawyer in Making a Murderer that's called Ken Kratz. He's kind of the, I don't know, your opinion on him, whatever, may vary. But
he's the guy that was just for the FaceTime, right?
Ken Kratz. That's the main prosecutor.
Oh, the squeaky guy.
Yeah, has an annoying high-pitched voice.
Real high-pitched voice.
But if you look at a picture of Ken Kratz today, he grew out a beard.
Oh, did he?
And it looks kind of like Dale.
I'm on episode 7. We should tell people that we're going to podcast about this, and they should call in for their...
Well, I was going to write a little thing and post it today, but we can say it on here. Why not? We're here.
Okay. I'm on episode 7.
So we are going to be podcasting about Making a Murderer.
Making of a Murderer.
Oh, okay.
And it's a Netflix show. It's all out there. And it's actually going to be launching a new type of podcast that Jack and I are doing. And it's going to be called Binge Watch with Jay and Jack. And each episode, we're going to talk about a show that we binge watch, whether on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. And we'll kind of focus on one series that's kind of put out all at once, because it's kind of a bit of an answer to Jay and Jack TV, and that people are kind of like, well, we miss you guys talking about TV, but on the other hand, we don't want to watch a billion shows every single week. And I think it kind of is also training
this
to.
But this is tough, though. This is like each episode's like an hour long.
Well, but here's the other thing: is it's going to be every other week. It's not going to be every week. So we're going to, in that episode, we'll talk about next time what we're going to review. So that way everybody has enough time to watch it.
Next few times, are we going to watch shows that I've already watched?
Yeah, sure.
Have you started Casual yet?
No, I don't even know if Casual is a good one yet. But either way, so we're kicking it off.
It got nominated for a Golden Globe.
We're kicking it off with Making a Murderer. We'll announce what the next show is going to be on that podcast. But it should be a lot of fun. So it's called Binge Watch with Jay and Jack. It's going to be our kind of in-between show between The Leftovers and Game of Thrones and maybe Summer Show, too. It just depends on what's out there. But Binge Watch with Jay and Jack. Be on the lookout. I'll make an announcement.
You see my post of Sam Drucker, the guy from Petticoat Junction and Green Acres, the grocer? He's the judge. Because I'm watching, I got going, who's the judge remind me? I'm like, Sam Drucker from Green Acres and Petticoat Junction.
All right, Jack, I'm going to send you a picture of Ken Kratz today.
All right.
And tell me if you think that's what Dale looks like now, because I feel like it's a pretty good match. Maybe a bit more gray on Ken Kratz.
Overlooking my shoulder here.
It's a lot more gray than I have.
You're getting there, though. You're getting there.
Anyway.
Man, he didn't age well, did he?
No.
And I'm not talking about you, Dale. No. Well, that's true, but anyway.
But anywho, so we will be talking about Making a Murderer, Making a Murderer.
So if you have if you've already seen it and have a comment on it.
Yes.
Give us a call at 385-309-0311. Call anytime.
Exactly. We want your calls. We want your thoughts and theories. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out
there. Ask me how I knew that number.
Were you looking at it?
No. I was because we were recording last night Downton Abbey, and I go, and you give us a call and our email. I had to stop the podcast. Took me like 10 minutes to find the number. And then I had to find
texted me, or was it like way late at night?
I said, wait, it was like, we recorded, it was like 11:30 at night. I figured you guys got back from New York, you're tired.
Yeah, we passed.
So I said, Colin, give us a new email. I go, I don't remember. So I had to see if there was a new email, but we had the old email. Anyway, so that's how I knew the number.
But yes, give us a call at 385-309-0311. We don't have an email yet, but we'll probably have one soon.
BingeWatch@gmail.com.
Well, let's see if it's out there, because I want people to steal it.
Oh, it's out there. It's out there. It's out there.
But anywho, so I think it'll be good. I think it'll be kind of tapping into what people prefer to watch TV now, is these binge-type shows. People.
I was against this, but that's okay, because they never go with what I say.
But it's kind of what your idea was. It's just, I think, a bit more
My idea was to just watch one show and just say, okay, we watch an episode, like a new show, and watch it and see what you like, and we could give our thoughts and stuff like that. But now I got to watch 10 hours. And it finally got good, though.
It's been good the whole time. But yeah. Save your opinions for the...
I don't want to spoil anyone.
Yeah, save your opinions for...
You can skip most of episode 2.
Binge watch episode 1. All right, and then also want to give a big thanks to people that make this show possible. That's right, that's you, the listener, over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Without your guys' contributions, this show would not be possible. We used to put this as an exclusive feed where and if you wanted to listen to one of our shows, you had to pay for it to listen to it. Now it's free for everybody, and that's made possible by our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. We have 111 patrons with $662.24 a month coming in through that. So big thanks for everybody there. And also you might notice that the ads are in our show now. We are a bit part of the Blog Talk Network, which the ads also go to. Supporting this show and bringing revenue and making it free for everybody.
And we'll find out in February if it's worthwhile, right?
Yeah, we will find out. It takes a while for if that money ever comes in, but we will see. But really, the bulk of it is by you, the listener, all 111 patrons. Thank you so much. All right, well, let's get into it here, Jack.
That's another thing I forgot to do yesterday too.
Come on! Do you want to do this business?
I remembered at the end of the podcast, your mom looked at me. I go, "Oh, that's right."
What? Here's an idea: get a piece of paper,
and
write out what are the things I need to talk about.
Your mom. Every podcast we do with your mom, like Amazing Race, Downton Abbey, she always goes, "Why don't you get post-it notes and put them on your computer?" And that way, you just look at, because you're always looking at the computer. I go, "That's a great idea."
Yeah,
I still haven't done it.
Unprofessional.
I'm not the producer guy.
You are if it's your show. Like I don't do.
I know.
Show.
I know. I know. I know. The show's better when you're not on anyway. So I get that. But anyway.
Oh man! So how was your guys' holiday season, Dale? How was your holidays?
It was pretty good.
Happy holidays.
Ended out in Chapel Hill at Kimmy's mother's house.
Are you shooting a deer with BB guns?
Her aunt and uncle came down from Pennsylvania. Yes, she was very ecstatic and used
That's
it the
right,
next day to nail some deer from her living room. So She just opened up the sliding glass door and gets him out back.
You get the heck out of my lawn.
So, yeah.
Was she like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino?
Not quite like that. No, just, you know, open up the sliding glass door just wide enough, real slow, so they don't scare him, and then.
So the object is to get rid of the deer.
Well, they get the idea. Once you nail them a few times, they stay out of her yard.
So when she opened up the door, she did it slowly because she didn't want to startle them so they would run away.
So, you know, to get the idea.
There's
still some fun involved. Come on now.
Is your future mother-in-law making the trip to Oregon?
Hey, it's not like you got bread in one hand and a gun in the other. Come here, and get them like point-blank range. Come on now. Not that rude. So it worked out pretty good.
So you had a good time?
Yeah, it was it was pretty good.
Is it Pittsburgh?
Oh, I don't know. Pittsburgh. I don't know where they're from. Right. I told you before. I forgot what small town it is. It's some small town. So
got some small town. Yeah.
Just a small town, girl.
So, yeah, it was pretty good. Good food, good company. It was a lot of fun.
New Year's Eve.
What's that?
What'd you do on New Year's?
New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
I worked. So,
yeah. You didn't go out afterwards?
No. We don't go out on the roads on New Year's Eve. That's a bunch too many crazies out there. So
Hold on, but if you're not on the road, there's no crazies, right?
No, we went to San Carlo and just ordered a pizza to go. So
San Carlo?
Yep. The restaurant was slamming, and so it's like, oh yeah. Everyone's like, oh man, we should have done that. And then one guy's like, hey, you want me to hold that for you? Yeah, no, but you can get the door for me.
So what's that? Is it San Carlo? Is that Italian?
It's an Italian restaurant.
San Carlo.
Sounds
Mexican. Sounds like a Mexican restaurant.
Racist.
It's not, though.
What's racist about this? San Carlo sounds...
San Carlo's a perfectly Italian name. Carlo? Right.
Yep.
I guess Carlo.
Good stuff.
But San in front of it. I think it's San Diego, Santa Monica.
It's Spanish, which is a romantic language, which also aligns very well with Italian. So
a romantic language, I guess it is.
So yeah, it was a good time.
And so what did you do, Jay? What exciting thing? Because you were in New York.
I was in New York. We went to...
New York is where I'd rather stay.
We went into the city the day before New Year's Eve because...
Yeah, I saw that. You're on the train.
New Year's Eve is hell if you're in the area.
Were you going to Hicksville? Did I see correctly Hicksville?
Hicksville Station. Syosset. Yeah. So that's the train station near where Colleen's grandmother lives. So we'll drive to park our car at her grandmother's house. And then she'll drop us off at the train station, and then we'll take the train in.
That's cool.
Yeah, so. But actually, the tickets are so expensive. It was $45 for two tickets round trip there and back.
Really?
Yeah, because one was peak time, because we were coming back, like 5 to 8 is peak. So, but still, it was a good time. Went to Times Square, because they were setting everything up, so it was kind of cool to see the stages and all that kind of stuff, because it was all there ready to go. We kind of just on a whim went into the Toys R Us because it was closing. It was his last day. That big. Have you been to the Toys R Us in Times Square? That gigantic Toys R Us.
I've been to a toy store there. I'm assuming it's Toys R Us.
We have FAO Schwartz, which is also closing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one with the Tom Hanks thing,
yeah,
right?
That's the Tom.
It's
Hanks
closing.
Thing. It's closing. Like, yeah.
Because the rent's so expensive.
The rent is too damn high for both of them. They're closing because the rent's too damn high.
I think I have because there's a candy store down there too, right?
I think both FAO. I mean, FAO Schwartz is owned by Toys R Us, but I think they both have that. But the Toys R Us thing is has a Ferris wheel in the lobby when you walk in, a big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, I think so. I've been there.
But that was crazy because there's some madhouse. The shelves just ripped to pieces. But it's kind of sad because it's a really cool toy store. Zach would have loved it because they have like a big dinosaur that roars at you and all this stuff. But it's closing, so they ruined it for everybody. I went to the Christmas tree, and I just kind of walked around.
You can go skating?
Oh, hell no.
You have no skating on Christmas Day?
If you don't like crowds, like any time around Christmas or New Year's around the tree and all, it's a madhouse. It's like times 10.
I just probably would prefer not to go there.
Yeah. But no, I've skated there. Once is enough to do there.
Well, the ice is terrible.
Oh, it's horrible. I told you, it was horrible ice. It's horrible.
It is terrible.
What do you think about it? It's skated on by like thousands of people, and it's a little square piece of ice. It's not that big.
And they don't believe in maintenance.
No.
But we were there. It was warm when we were there, so the ice was melting.
It was dripping. I mean, it was like 34, 35 degrees, so the ice is, was wet.
Well, the best when I was there was there was a couple people still trying to do like figure skating. There's like spins and, you know, double axles or whatever, and it's like it's packed. I'm like, really, dude? Do you need to do that right now?
But, it's always that. There's always those stupid people that have to. They got to show off.
But even that, it's like it's really shitty ice. So it's not going to be able to do anything good anyway. Like, come on, just can you skate around in circles, have a good time?
Well, we know.
Get out of here alive.
We were there. We noticed that the employees were the worst people at the rink because they're skating in between people and they're skating in front of people and they're falling down. You know, they're making people fall down by their skating. And I go, oh, there's the employees. It's almost like that at every rink. The employees are the worst people on the ice.
Yeah.
It's like you look at you because we tell our employees, look, you're not out there to skate. You're out there to make sure everybody's safe and stuff like that. But most rinks, it's the employees. You have to, if you ever have to go out there as like a manager, you're usually yelling at the employee, not the customers.
Yeah, it's good to know. Good to know. But anyway, it was a good time.
That's good.
It was my first time having this much time off during Christmas, so it felt like I was in school again.
First time ever? Was the times you were at a, when you were?
Well, I'm saying it was like I felt like I was in school again, where I had like 2 weeks off for Christmas and New Year's. It was great.
Was it hard to go back to work though?
No, I love the people I work with. It was a lot of fun coming back to work today. So no, I.
Oh, you just went back today.
Yeah, today was.
Oh, wait, today's Monday. Yeah. That's right. I forgot.
So I took the day out day before Christmas week off for Star Wars, and then I was out from like the 18th.
Star Wars yet, Dale?
No, I haven't seen it
God.
Yet.
I've seen it 5 times already, Dale. Get
five times.
Out. Yeah.
What? 5 times.
5 times.
Get a life.
So I went with a friend of mine on night one, Thursday.
Yeah.
And then I went with Colleen on Friday. Then I went with you on Monday. Went with Colleen again on Thursday. And then Colleen's dad's son seen it, so we went with him. But we went to the worst theater in the world. It's called PJ Cinemas. And
did you wear, like, pajamas?
No, it's for Port Jeff, which is one of the towns there. And it's basically if you went back in time to a movie theater in like 1985, it's still the old like auditorium seating. There's no
orange.
Like there's no levels. There's like brick
said, orange paneling orange. On the wall.
Yes. Well, no, there's not even paneling.
Sometimes
there's
the paneling like, doesn't go all the way across.
There's like it's still
don't have to put the paneling all the way across. No one knows.
Oh, we got
it.
Some guy over in Raleigh to work on this. I don't know.
There, it's brick walls, and then it's small theater, and it's like the seats are so close together, and it's old, and but it's the cheapest theater like in the area, but it is horrible. And I've seen the movie 4 times already, so it's not a big deal. But the movie started, and people were still coming to get their seats, and it's not like it's a big theater we can easily get in front. Like
the rolls
are so thin, everyone has to stand up to let the people in, and this happened for like the first 10 minutes of the movie, and I was
how
like,
did people show up late? Were there previews for this movie?
Yeah, there was previews.
Rule of thumb now, movies, if it says 4:45 start time, they're still showing you the preview ads. They're not even showing the previews yet. They give you like 5 minutes because they want you to get that popcorn, they want you to get the candy,
sure.
They want you to spend the money. So you're if you're that late that the movie's starting, then you really failed at life, because it shouldn't happen, because, like I said, you get there at 4:45. Like I said, when your mom and I went to the movie theaters on Saturday, what day was it? Friday? What day was New Year's?
Friday.
Friday. We went when the movie started.
Yeah.
And so we went, you know.
Well, but you have the benefit of already having your seat, so there's not like a rush to
get
a seat.
But again, it didn't start. They're showing the, you know, behind the scenes stuff. Then they show the previews. Then about 5 minutes, they tell you to turn off your cell phone, all that stuff. Then the movie starts. You have like 10 minutes after the start time.
Now, in all fairness, like this theater didn't have all the pomp and circumstance that the Raleigh Grand does. Because Raleigh Grand does put it a little bit late.
Then those people in the area should know, hey, if it says 4:45, I need to have my butt in the seat at 4:40 so I'm not inconveniencing anybody else.
Totally agree. Some of the worst movie etiquette I've ever seen in my life. And then behind us, the person asks to get into the seat that's further in. So the guy gets up. He's an older guy. And the lady walks in but knocks his drink out of his hand. So it spills all over the floor. And the guy's like, fuck you. What the fuck are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. You know, standard Long Island bullshit. And and the whole time he's pissed off.
I should wipe your ass.
the whole time he was pissed off about his spilt drink. I was like, dude, chill the fuck out. I realized this lady was a dumbass for getting in and knocking it out of your hands, but now you're running for everybody else because you keep cursing the whole goddamn time.
But to be fair, the drink probably cost him $19.
It's a cheaper theater, so I got calling a drink. It was like $2.50 or something. I don't know. It wasn't that bad, but...
Can I see three forms of identification? We got to check our credit to see if you can get the loan for this drink.
Yeah.
So. Oh, you want popcorn too? Whoa. You should have got here at 4:30 for the movie. But I can see the guy's being pissed off because the woman's so selfish. She gets there late and she knocks the drink out of her hand. Probably when she was on her cell phone too. So she's on her cell phone. She probably knocked the drink out of his hand because she's so inconsiderate.
Listen, and I told Colleen, I was like, this is not a good, you know, sampling of your people here, because this was some of the worst movie etiquette I've ever seen.
You're not going to reimburse me, bitch?
What the fuck? Did she offer to pay for it?
No, she's like,
you know, you can come over here and reimburse me.
I'm sorry.
You know what
you should
I'm
be
talking
drinking
about?
It anyway. It's bad for you. Soda's bad for you.
I was like, good God.
Go to San Carlos and get a pizza. Get a pie.
I was like, listen, I get this theater is maybe like $4 cheaper than the other theater that's closer to where you live, but why? Like, why? at that point, just wait till it comes home and you can watch it in the comfort of your own home instead of going and sitting in that hellhole. Like, why?
Well, your mom, when we went and saw that movie with my twin.
So was that the first time she got to sit in Raleigh Grand?
First time she sat in Raleigh Grand. My second time, and she's like, about halfway through the movie, you're right. I'm never going to want to go to another movie place ever again. Because it really, seriously, except the woman next to me kept talking to her daughter. And I just kind of turned around and looked at her at one point. And she kind of looked at me back and went, oh, maybe I should shut up. Oh, this will be the... Shut the... Who talked in a movie? Shut up. And she wasn't like whispering. She was talking like we're talking here. And everyone just kept turning around and looking at her.
That's where I would say something. I was like, listen, can you shut the fuck up? Thanks.
Nobody comes to the theater to listen to you talk.
Exactly.
I got Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg up there who are funny. You're not. Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
But I just gave her my look, my death stare.
Straight out of Tales of the Crypt, huh? You were talking from the start. Now you have no, and it's a pumping heart. Oh, yeah, I'm going to cut your heart out and hand it to you if you don't shut the fuck up.
Reach in there.
See this knife? See this knife?
I don't need a knife.
I'd like to see the knife come through your eyeball. Shut the fuck up.
Rude.
I feel better now.
What's wrong with people? Shut up.
I agree.
Shut up. But no, your mom loved the theater, and no one knocked over our Coke.
There's so much space there. It's like you have like a whole alleyway, and then it can recline too, so your feet can stick out. So
we did get some popcorn, but we didn't get the butter flavoring. And usually I don't get the butter flavoring, but man, it was dry without the butter flavoring.
You gotta get that butter, man. Gotta get that butter.
It's not butter; it's butter flavoring.
Can I just say? So we like the King's Hawaiian roll, and you like them as well. We've had those. We've gotten those rolls for like ever.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So. We like them here in our house as well, continuing that tradition. But we got the savory butter rolls, a version of them, and they're horrible.
Yeah, they're not as good.
Because it takes away the sweet taste of the sweet Hawaiian roll.
It does. So savory butter is not as good as the...
No, because it's like you think, well, what's great on these rolls? Butter. Oh, it already has butter? That's great. Nope, it's horrible. So just a
warning out there to people.
A warning out there.
These are not cheap rolls.
They're not that bad, are they?
For as far as rolls go, you can get, you know, they're about $3.99 for a dozen.
Not bad.
Not well, you bad. can get the.
Listen, if Colleen buys them willingly, they're not that expensive.
You're saying she's
wow.
cheap?
Yes, yeah, I am.
Your mom and I, we went out. We went to a different. We actually went to a hotel.
Was that? That
it was
look
actually
at you going out there and doing that. Things.
Actually, pretty nice. But it's funny. I came back. I said, "Yeah, these people in Raleigh, they speak different." They're just a little different. They're a little crazy. I was joking with people because all we did was leave our house and went like 10 miles away and stayed somewhere because, you know, we had a lot of people here right now.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter and her husband did get approved for a house. So they the door is opening. Yes. I'm not pushing them out yet, but it's opening. It's so they're we're making progress.
But here's the thing. Like if they go with the build a home route, it's not going to be as quick as you want it to be.
Well, to be fair, I did tell them, I said, make sure it's the home you want. Because our house is not designed the way, it's not it's not the way we want.
Sure.
I mean, it's just the way they said, okay, we'll put the house like here. Let's put this here, do that here. And you look at it and you go, why'd they do this? Why is this here? What is it? You know, it's just ridiculous how they laid it out. But,
sure,
you know, it's a house where, you know, I'm happy. And, I should be thankful. I got a roof over my head and stuff. But I said, if it takes 7 months, get what you have to get it the way you want it to get, because you're going to be there a long time.
Is it because secretly you don't want them to leave?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Because Dell was like looking at the studio right now, and there's stuff everywhere. I mean, literally, there's stuff.
And I just asked Shaq, why don't you put that in your garage? And he just shook his head. You know, well, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, there's no room in the garage is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I mean, there's six people living here, so it's got stuff. He does. We do have stuff to make the attic, to put a floor in the attic, because you have to do the same thing, right?
I do.
Because you get in trouble all the time, don't you?
Well, no, it's just we need to clear out a garage so we can put a car in there. That'd be nice.
Have a lot of stuff in your garage, so you need to throw half the shit away.
I mean, most of it's like stuff that I sell. So, but there's two washers and dryers in there I need to throw away. There's a lot of boxes I can just throw away. It needs a cleaning.
Yeah. Well, at least you finally threw that sink away.
Yes.
Because I was going to take it and throw it away. I kept saying, I need to take that sink. I'm tired of looking at that sink.
You know, and this is what pisses me off. And not to complain about Colleen, because she's amazing in the light of my life. But she gets these ideas where she's like, I'm going to sell it on Craigslist. And it's like, okay. And then it sits there.
Oh,
and
so
it's there for like,
I didn't know it was her idea, so I apologize. I thought it was you.
So is she wanting,
I assumed it was you.
No, she wanted to sell it. And I was like, who's going to buy this crappy sink? And here's, because she saved our mattress. We had a, when actually it was Colleen's bed, it was a full-size bed. And we slept on that bed together for like 4 or 5 years. It was the worst sleep of my life for 5 years. Because two people on a full-size bed is madness. But she kept that damn mattress forever because she wanted to sell it. And she kept the washer and dryer because she was going to sell it. And I also blame Heather and Steven because they were going to take it. And that's why we kept it even longer. But so she sold the mattress. So now she's like, she's empowered. Because I was like, who's going to buy this stinky old mattress? Somebody paid $50 for that thing.
Are you kidding me?
No, $50.
Really?
I mean, it was a good mattress, but I'm like, who wants to buy a used mattress? But they did, so whatever. And she's like, see, I could sell it. But anyway, so I'm just throwing
it's like
things
your mom,
away.
It's like your mom. We have that. We got the fan now in the kitchen, and the light we had in there that I never liked anyway. She's picked out two lights for the kitchen since we moved here, and I've hated both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like the style. So anyway, the fan. Yeah, I can live with the fan, whatever. And so this, I was going to take and just throw it. She goes, "Oh, don't take that. We can take it down to the Habitat for Humanity, and we can get a tax credit on it." I go, "Okay." Now it's right. Well, how far is it? Walking distance from the rink?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe a block and a half.
That thing has been sitting in the garage for 3 months. I'm so sick of. In fact, I forgot about it because there's so much crap in there.
Yeah.
I was digging for stuff for Christmas stuff. I go, where's that stupid light? I go, that nobody's ever going to want. I mean, it's in good shape. I mean, I don't know if you want it, Dale. It's in great shape.
Somebody probably want it, but it's.
No, thank you.
It's more trouble than it's worth.
So basically, tomorrow I'm going to start cleaning the garage because I'm taking down the Christmas lights. It's getting thrown away.
Yeah, that's one thing. My house didn't have Sealy fans throughout, and that's one of the things I spent good money on. Hunter, a really nice one. And, I mean.
We have Harbor Bay.
I mean, yeah, it's really nice. And. You know, cuts down on my utility bill too, especially in the summertime.
We get ours going sometimes. Our house floats.
Yep. Good stuff.
Anyway, going back to the hotel, we went to the hotel. It was nice. It was Hilton. It's brand new. It was opened in October, I believe.
Yeah, it's the ones over there by Crabtree, right?
Yeah, it was nice. Nice,
I
nice
noticed
room.
The view. I was like, hey, it's a Crabtree view.
Yeah, because I took a picture of it and said, hey, we're just down the street from you. But it was nice that we decided to stay a second night because. Well, it's just nice not to be around people.
I don't want
to
be around my
kids.
It's
pretty bad when you go to a local hotel to grab your
We all get along.
I want to get away.
Well, sometimes you walk downstairs, you go, oh, there's someone down here.
Sometimes you just want to sit around your boxers and not have to, you know.
I do that
put on
anyway.
A show.
It's my house.
It's my house, my rules.
My rules, screw it. You want to see an old man walk around the house? Screw it. No, I don't. But no, it's just sometimes it's just nice to walk in and just go. But the only problem with the bed was like hard as a rock.
Uh-huh.
And my shoulders, every time I just couldn't get comfortable. So every time every half hour I'd wake up and go, oh, I have to get blood on this side. So let's get this side.
What? See, the thing with a firmer mattress, just lay on your back. Your body will realign, and it's the best feeling in the world.
I can't sleep on my back.
You need to learn how to do it. It's
I don't
it's
have
how
to do anything.
Your
I'm
shoulder
54,
troubles,
I'm 53 years old. I do what I want.
Your shoulder troubles are how you sleep.
Really?
I guarantee
had nothing,
it.
Had nothing to do with playing baseball all those years. You know,
that's,
just
again, that's
if you just would have slept better, you know. You,
but
you
I'm pitch, saying now.
You pitchers having Tommy John surgery? No. Just learn to sleep on your
listen,
back. You'll never
listen.
Have to have Tommy John surgery again.
Listen, Linda,
Jay, that'll Jay, fix just, everything.
Just cured Tommy John surgery throughout
no, I'm saying.
Baseball.
Here, I got this rack
you
that kind of winds at the end. Put your arms way up here in these little
is,
holster things.
This is how Jack
it.
Sleeps.
Ah!
This is how Jack sleeps, ladies and gentlemen. And you can be the jury out there in the internet world. Hopefully not as bad as the Manitowoc County jury.
Hey,
is,
spoiler alert.
What?
Sleeping on your back does not solve everything.
I'm not
sorry.
Saying what happened or didn't happen.
You said it's the worst jury in the world.
I didn't say it's the worst jury in the world. I'm sure there's worse.
You did say it's the worst jury in the world.
I did. It's your jury. The rare jury. No. No, if you sleep on your stomach, Jack sleeps on his stomach.
No, I sleep on my side.
No, you don't. You sleep, and then the front side where your arms are. They do. You kind of put to the side, and you kind of have pillows propped up to kind of angle you at the side a little bit. But your body doesn't sleep on the side, just the upper half. So it torques it to the side, and that's why you have a little shoulder, because you're in a perpetual state of like pressure on your shoulders.
What are you, like a chiropractor in your previous life? What the
were
fuck?
You filming me when I'm sleeping? What the
I've
fuck?
I've seen you sleep.
You see me sleep.
He's so cute.
The thing you got to realize about Jack is he sleeps irregularly. So he sleeps sometimes from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to six. So listen, I lived with you for 25 years. I've seen how you sleep.
I do sleep violently. I guess it's the term. But anyway,
lay on your back.
I did get up the second night to get up and go to the bathroom, and this bathroom's to the left. I usually go to my right because I'm on the other side. And I started walking to the right. And I go. I was like walking around. I go, where the fuck am I? Have you ever done that where you just forget where you're at?
Yes.
I'm going
there. There's ones like where I travel somewhere in a hotel and you wake up and you think like you're still at home. That's always trippy.
But then you realize no one's yelling at you, so you realize you're not, right?
It's very peaceful. It's very peaceful.
Oh, man. We're at the rink today and this guy, it starts snowing. And this guy's like going, what's the big deal? It's not really snow. And he goes. We'll get snow again. We'll get a big snowstorm again, like the Chargers have a chance to go to the playoffs.
Dang.
Charger here. I go. Yeah. Well, it is what it is. And he goes. No. He goes. I'm from San Diego. So he was from San Diego.
Okay. All right. So that's okay. That's acceptable.
Going on and on and on about the Chargers.
If you're from San Diego, you can complain about the Chargers. That's okay.
And he goes. Oh, he goes. Remember our parade we had to throw because we got to the Super Bowl? I go, well, that was kind of a big deal getting to the Super Bowl for San Diego. They've never been there back, you know, before and since. And he goes, I don't know. So then he goes, well, the worst thing I ever did was get rid of Dan Fouts. And I wanted to say, I go, well, it's not like he could still play today. He'd be like 68 years old. He had some legitimate complaints, but he's like, so they can't win with Rivers. I go, come on, dude. I go, there was guys in the game. Did you watch the game yesterday? He goes, yeah. I go, there were people playing in the game that I hadn't even heard of, and I've watched every game they had this year. I'm like going, who?
It's like the guy who never played. That was his first NFL game. He caught an 80-yard touchdown pass or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
I've heard of him because he's been on the practice. He got cut a couple times. He's been on the practice squad. When he caught the ball, I went 16. Who the hell is 16? I go, look how fast he is. I go, and they go Williams. I go Williams. Oh, that's right, practice squad guy. And then they had a guy jumped off sides. I go, who's that? And the best part was when the offensive lineman, the third offensive lineman got hurt, and the fourth offensive lineman got hurt. They had to go get the guy out of the locker room that had got hurt before that and bring him back out. He had to come back in the game because the other guy couldn't continue in the game. They ran a lineman. They had no lineman.
Jeez.
So, yeah, that's Rivers' fault. It's Rivers' fault.
But is it a problem that maybe they've drafted a lot of more fragile players? I mean, it's because it just – I understand that the injury bug can hit, but like it seems like the injury bug always hits the Chargers.
It's something in the water degree. In San Diego. Well, people should be drinking the water in San Diego anyway because it comes out brown.
It's disgusting, but I don't know. I wanted him to fire Mike McCoy, whatever. Give him another year. I don't
care. You kept Norv around 2 or 3 years longer than you had to.
Well, it's kind of like this is almost my theory, though. If they're keeping Mike McCoy, that means they're staying in San Diego another year because that wouldn't fly if they're going to LA.
That's my theory that I said – I think no matter what, they'll play again in San Diego next year. They might say we're moving to LA, but I think they'll still stay in San Diego.
So for some reason,
because I don't think they'll have anywhere else to play up there.
That's true.
So, but Dale's Carolina Panthers are 15-1, so Dale's excited.
Fuck you, Dale. That's
pretty upset.
You're a bullshit fan.
You're a bullshit fan.
You know what? I can still be a fan of both teams.
No.
Okay, wait. When I moved to San Jose, I became a Sharks fan.
Well, there's no San Diego.
But that's okay because I lived in San Jose.
There's no team in San Diego.
So you know what? I now live in North Carolina, so fuck you.
But the difference there is there's the Goals, which is a minor league team.
Right.
And you did live in, but you lived in San Jose proper. They're in Charlotte, and you already had a football team. So you can't. You can't just go from one football team to the football.
The Chargers suck. I'll be fair. If the Chargers move, then you have your window.
Exactly. That's your window.
Okay.
Window where you say, all right.
If they move to LA, I will no longer be a fan.
So and that's when you do it. Okay.
And that's going to be a possibility.
The problem is I don't
see the San Diegans putting up the money, or the whole city coming together to afford them a new stadium.
I honestly don't have a problem with the city not paying. I think it's bullshit because the team makes more than enough money.
They can build a goddamn
stadium. Why does it have to be the taxpayers?
And that's what sticks in the San Diegans' craw.
You know what it cost us in taxes to pay to stay in Raleigh, 2 miles from our house? It was like $17 a night in taxes to stay in Raleigh. Just go down the street.
Sure.
Why are there so many hotels in that area?
It's a happening area. Crouch Valley Mall is one of the most heavily foot traffic malls in the state.
I didn't realize there's so many fucking hotels in that area.
There are a lot of them new too.
It's not like there's.
But the thing is, right there is you got close access to downtown Raleigh. So the thing in downtown Raleigh, there's not as many hotels. So you stay there, and you're like a 10-minute drive to downtown.
But, you know, when we went to Baltimore, we went to Jacksonville, the tax was like $30-something a night.
Yeah.
You put the stadium downtown, you make the Packer fans, the New England fans, the Pittsburgh fans, the Chicago, they'll pay for the fucking stadium by hotel tax. Just make them pay for it.
But even with the hotel tax, it still doesn't make up the difference of paying $1 billion.
You only have to pay it over time.
But why should the city go into debt
when
the team is profiting from it?
The NFL will pay some. The Chargers will pay some. And the city, it's the whole county.
The city has said they'll put money into it.
The county has said, but it's not just the city now. The whole county of San Diego will put money into
it. Exactly, but that's the thing. They've said they'll put more money.
You have the Holiday Bowl. You have the Poinsettia Bowl.
Not saying it doesn't have value, but I'm saying it's bullshit for the team to say, okay, you're going to give us $350 million. That's not enough. We need $600 million, and that's extortion.
It's a high game of poker.
And that's fucking bullshit.
I don't have a problem.
Shit,
what do I care?
But hold on, let's get back to that.
I told my dad when he was bitching about it. I said, "Dude, you're not living forever. Stop being so cheap."
Wow.
Here's the thing.
It's how I won the argument.
Can we get back to Dale's treachery here? So,
treachery.
Yes. So,
Benedict Arnold.
Here's the thing. You didn't say two fucking things about the Panthers. Not a single fucking quip about the Panthers until they were like 10-0.
That's right.
When you went,
I'm a fair weather fan. Fuck you.
You went to the game in 2004 with us.
Uh huh.
And you rooted for the Chargers.
I know.
So fuck you.
I know.
I moved here and I adopted them as my team.
Bullshit. You adopted them this year because they're 15-1.
I said they're my favorite NFC team. Oh, calm down. NFC. I got AFC. I got NFC.
I'm going to tell you right now that's not how Panther fans
work. Come on. It kind of goes along with my split personality. It's all good. Fuck you.
If they move, then I'll say okay because that's fair.
Because LA is the worst. I'm sorry, but LA. I mean, back in the day when we were younger, I mean, the wind would change, and then fucking San Diego would be smog town USA because the fucking smog from LA would come down south.
Here comes LA. LA's blowing it.
Fucking smell A, man. Bites.
Smog Angeles.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. I just don't think that they deserve to have a team.
Hey, Jay, next year, Chargers are playing Cleveland. In Cleveland.
Are you inviting me to go to Cleveland with you?
You can come.
Fuck that city. I'm kidding. It's a great city, full of great people.
What do you think? You think Manziel's done? You think he's done?
No, I think he's done.
Yeah, I think he's done too. I'm gonna go to Vegas before I have to report to see a doctor.
I have a
fuck my team.
I have a concussion.
but I can get.
I've had several concussions.
I can get somebody to visit me in my room.
Getting on a plane with the pressure, air pressure,
right?
With a concussion,
I can go to Perumps and I can gamble all my millions because they paid me already.
Dude has a problem,
big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, he hasn't grown up yet.
No.
All right.
And I don't think anybody's going to wait around either. So
I don't. We have meandered about our personal lives long enough.
Well, right. if we had more phone calls and emails, if we
get all right. Wait. One more item that's kind of in the news gets off the subject. Okay. What do you think? What do you think about Carrot Top and Ethan Couch getting across the border?
She looked like Carrot Top. I'm like, wait a minute.
She did. I thought it was Carrot Top. I was like, why is Carrot Top?
I thought so too. I go, oh my god, Carrot Top is nasty. Oh wait a minute, that's not Carrot Top. Oh, that's a woman. It's funny. We're all thinking that because I go, what the fuck did Carrot Top get arrested for? I swear to God, I said
that's
that.
What I said.
And I go, wait,
oh,
that's a
shit.
Woman. Oh, that's that kid, that drunk kid that killed people and got away with it. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah, and wait. I'm gonna dye his hair from blonde to black, but I'm gonna leave mine.
Carrot Top!
I'm Carrot Top! Everyone will think I'm Carrot Top. Well, it'll be okay.
What gave her away is she had this big bag with all these jokes.
All these props.
Pull out a chain, start smoking. I'm a chain smoker.
I feel better.
Well,
now.
Maybe in jail she can do a Carrot Top parody kind of thing.
Yeah, I hope they throw the book at her. So
and the kid. Like honestly, the whole affluenza defense. Like fuck that kid.
It should have been in jail a long time.
And I hope he is somebody's bitch in prison because that kid has it coming.
There you go.
Look at him.
Yeah, he's somebody's bitch. That's for sure. Well,
does Carrot Top get to go with him?
I liked you better with blonde hair.
Does Carrot Top get to go with him, though? Fuck him in.
No.
Leave my boy alone. I got jokes. Well, Carrot Top hit steroids, though.
He's
ripped.
I'm sorry. Yeah. If Carrot Top
but he freaked out, didn't he? Didn't
allegedly.
He, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Didn't he do plastic surgery, too?
Oh, yeah.
He looked like that lady.
Hey.
Wait, is Carrot Top the mom?
Exactly.
Hey, I think Carrot Top is funny.
So do I. I like Carrot Top.
Go to jail.
Wow.
But
that's funny that we thought that.
What's that? I know. That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, oh my God.
We didn't even talk about this ahead of time.
No, we didn't. But I thought this, I was like, what? I must have put in the wrong picture here. That's not the.
I go, yeah, what the fuck happened to Carrot Top?
Yeah, when they apprehend her and bring her back across the border, she's like,
Carrot Top, wouldn't she?
Because
Carrot Top went the road of Joe Piscopo. Remember Joe Piscopo was Saturday Night Live, and then all of a sudden you see him and you go, I remember Robin Williams doing a joke like this, and Joe Piscopo counts like this now. He's taking steroids. Oh, I miss Robin Williams.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. All right. Yep. Let's get into.
Did you watch the Chargers game yesterday?
No, I was actually driving home.
Every time they get a first down, John Elway makes this sound.
At least they made it close, but whatever. Fuck it.
And I'm telling you right now, Peyton Manning this. I like Peyton Manning, but Jesus Christ, all he did was hand off the whole fucking time he played. The running backs and the blockers that were holding were able to. I'm not saying there was holding. Anyway, the offensive line for the they were grabbing and tackling our defensemen are what won the game. Peyton Manning. I like Peyton Manning.
Well, at least I think he was better as a game manager. He at least can still call plays at the line, which is probably what they needed at that point.
Help, but they were going against fourth and fifth string players.
Yeah. Again, he's done. This is his last season. If he comes around next season, I don't see how he's done. Like he's played horrible all year. Well, the few games he has played this year. All right, let's get into the questions here from you, the listener. Again, if you would like to call in for anything related to your life and be like some advice on or comments on previous things that people have said, the Tommy question is still a popular one. Feel free to send those in.
Hear me.
Give us an email at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. And 510-69 Taffy is the voicemail line. And we'll start off here with an email from none other than Shut Up Tim, famous podcaster from The Tribe, as well as he has a lot of parody songs on Rob Has a Podcast, if you've ever heard any of those. He's completely tone deaf. So this one starts out.
What are you trying to say?
He's just, it's part of his shtick, but it's horribly tone deaf. Hey, Taffy, Jay, and Boss. A couple quick questions for Boss. What is your favorite nickname for Bruce Springsteen?
Boss.
What is your favorite sitcom starring Tony Danza? Tony Danza.
Taxi.
What is your favorite dance that ends with Anova?
Casa?
No.
Casanova.
Is that a dance?
No, it's not a dance.
Not dance.
Yeah, it's Bossa Nova.
Bossa Nova.
What is your favorite short-lived premium cable show starring Kelsey Grammer?
I didn't finish it, but it's Boss.
What's the name of the lizard bounty hunter in Empire Strikes Back?
Boss.
It's Bosk, but whatever. We'll give it to him.
I see where he's going with this.
I don't yet.
Who is your favorite Media Junkyard host? Hint, Chris in Ton.
Detroit.
What's the name of the villain from Dukes of Hazzard?
Boss Hogg.
What's the name of the green vegetation that grows on trees and rocks in a forest, but take away the M and use a B instead?
Oh, please. Now we're just reaching,
Boss.
Huh?
And finally, what should Jack's new permanent nickname be? Dale, what do you think?
I'm not going to call him Boss.
Thanks, Boss. Tim.
Yeah, the other day I'm in Home Depot. Mm-hmm. And the guy helped me, goes, "All right, boss, you're all set." And I just looked at him. I went, "Ugh." And he goes, "What?" And I go, "Oh, no, everything's all right." Because he said boss. I go, why do they call me boss? I don't like to be called boss.
Because you look like a boss, man.
I'm not. I'm not. You go get water whenever you want. I'm not going to whip you.
I look at you, and you're just like one of those people.
Do I look angry all the time? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm as far from a boss as there is. I am kind of
boss people around.
I do like to get my point across, but I don't like to be the bad guy. That's what your mom would say. I like to get my point across. We should be doing it this way, but hey, I'm not the boss. You do it your way.
You just don't want it to be like if it blows up that it's your fault. So that's the angle.
You always got to have yourself. You know, you just got to have yourself an out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But thanks, Tim.
All right. We got a phone call here up next, so let's get to it right now.
All right.
Yes, Boss Jay. I've been listening since episode one of The Married Man. I was a listener of the Lost podcast from early on, but never really fulfilled my dream of calling into it. I felt The Married Man was more my crowd. Anyway, my last call about the Red River was a response to the listener who called in prior to the Christmas podcast saying, what was the big deal about the blood if it's love and lust? Now, I don't like judging people on looks. I've been attracted to personality more than looks in my time. However, in my opinion of this girl, it was an all-around strikeout and there was no love or lust. And more what I was trying to say is I'm more than happy to be a human tampon for someone I feel strongly for. But when you're waking up looking like Dexter after a drunken spur of poor decision, it's like, come on, mate. But left field, you know? Anyway, that's what I meant. Beauty is many things. Hope my Australian communicated that more clearly. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys and the listeners. Hope you all had a joyous time of it. Look forward to 2016 with the Married Man Show. All the best and good luck.
All right, thank you for the call.
So another boss term. I think did the voice clear it up now?
I think we can assume that from the voice.
Yeah, I wasn't judging him on the last one.
No, not at all.
I wouldn't. Dale would.
What? I wouldn't judge him.
You be you.
What?
Yeah, I get the whole Dexter analogy. It was a crime scene.
I didn't watch that show.
You never saw Dexter?
Oh, I never saw Dexter.
Just don't watch the last season.
So don't watch the last season.
Some people tell you to stop well before that.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it up till the second to last season. The last season.
How many seasons were in Dexter?
Seven. Okay. And they're talking about bringing it back too.
I don't agree with.
Are people out there going, I need more Dexter?
No. Not a single person.
No. Mm.
Nobody.
Nobody?
Not even the people who were in Dexter saying, hey, bring it back.
But,
and we should. What's it? It's Anthony Hall, right? This is the.
It's Michael Hall.
Michael Anthony Hall.
Yeah, Michael Anthony Hall. No, Michael Anthony Hall. Yeah.
He's from Raleigh.
He is.
Yeah, he's from Raleigh. He's here, and he's a Charger fan.
He is.
I'm just making that up.
Wait, hold on. Is he a Carolina Panthers fan midway through this season?
I think he's been a Carolina Panther fan since they were 10-0.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. Kind of like Dale.
It's about fair weather. Yeah. That's about right.
That Cam Newton, love him.
You know, I did it to get at my older brother because he would get so livid, and I get these long text messages, and he'd just go on and on and on. And I'm like, man, he's probably at work right now having a meltdown because
what kind of phone does your older brother have?
Oh, shut up.
You're making it sound like the text message is a long drawn out thing for someone with a phone from this century.
Well, back when I was bugging him, I had a different phone, and
if you're still using dial up, yeah, that can be a pain in the ass to try and text him.
This is where I think your brother would win every time. Is like, does it say sent from iPhone? Just to kind of rub it in.
No.
Oh, I did you watch Steve? They had a CNN had a special on Steve Jobs last night.
Oh, they did.
It was actually pretty interesting, but what a dick.
Yeah, the Jobs movie is pretty good. The one with what's his name?
I know you're talking. Who?
Fassbender, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but
Okay. It was good. It's written by Aaron Sorkin. If you like Aaron Sorkin, it's good.
I do love Aaron Sorkin, but this was actually it was actual clips and people talking about him and stuff like that, just things he did. I mean, they showed all the people in the video crying that he had died. And you're watching this video. You're watching this whole. At the end, you're like, okay, why was anyone crying?
Because
he was an innovator. He was an innovator, yeah. and he did. We all waited in line for these iPhone. Well, no, I didn't wait in line. You know, but it just like brought me back to my whole Penn State argument. Anyway, he had a daughter. Tried to deny he had the daughter. Then we had the DNA test. He goes, all right, I'll pay. This guy at this time was worth $200 million. He paid $500 a month.
Yep.
The minimum. And he didn't want to pay that.
He did buy her a house, though.
Oh, such a nice guy. Apple has $100 billion stored stash somewhere in Ireland.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying they have $100 billion stash.
I don't work there anymore, so feel free to bash as much as you want.
I'm just saying, but they also said other companies have done that too.
I mean, that's every company. I mean, that's the loopholes that are there.
Why can't I do that?
There's loopholes that you as an individual can take advantage of. You just need to get a good accountant.
Oh, they close those loopholes.
No, you just get a good accountant. Just do what you got to do, man.
My account would be like Dell switching teams.
Like account, anyway. You'd come in. It's like, yeah, actually, you guys do this yourself.
Sorry. We have you see that TurboTax thing?
That's more your speed.
Give that a try. You're really not worth our time. All right, I do have 6 questions, and I actually came up with the questions. Hopefully, Dell will not get a text during the and Coley. Totally
no, distracted. I shut my phone off. Shut up.
Totally be distracted on this one.
I shut my phone off. Shut up.
Will you admit once you got the text, you was like,
he didn't give a fuck. He lost because he didn't.
No, it was.
That could be the shit
going on in my life. Fuck off.
Well, that could be the tides have turned, and I could start winning.
I got to be fair to Dell because people were asking about it. I said, yeah. Once I read he told me about the text. I said, oh, I kind of can see what he was coming from. All right, so between numbers between 1 and 33.
Is who picks it? I picked it last time. Dale should pick.
What? I went first last time.
No, you didn't.
All right, 15.
I will go 16.
Holy shit.
The number is 16.
Motherfucker.
No. Suck it.
That's fucking amazing.
I will go first.
Okay, Jay is going first, and these are 6 questions that I had to come up with because nobody took the time out there to take the time to write little 6 questions and send them to merrymanpodcast@gmail.com.
Are you trying to alienate the 111 people of the podcast? Trying to piss them off?
Well, it would be nice if one of them could take the time. I like to take the time to make a boss question. But it'd been nice if someone could have had six questions for that I didn't have to come up with just before we recorded.
So now we got
to
go to 112 people, and I'm that 112th person.
I'm sorry that all our listeners were stuck in Oregon at the time. Yeah, I didn't know anything about that. I'm watching football. I go, why is Oregon trending? Nothing against Oregon.
Yeah, talk about a choke job. I watched that game.
No, not that. Not the game.
Not the Oregon stuff.
The Oregon stuff.
Sorry.
So yes, I clicked on Twitter, and I go, okay. Then we're back to football. All right. Which 17th century explorer was buried with a pipe and a box of tobacco? This is for Jay. I need the correct answer.
You said 1700s?
What 17th century explorer was buried with a pipe and a box of tobacco?
I'm going to say Sir Walter Raleigh.
Final answer?
Final answer.
It is Sir Walter Raleigh. Woohoo! You know, might have known Raleigh.
I visited Raleigh
this week.
Oh, nice. That's good. How was Raleigh? Was it nice?
It's a nice town. They're kind of a little slow. A little slow, but nice people.
No, I figured that since there was a Sir Walter Raleigh tobacco thing or something. So, anyway.
All right. Well, very good. I was kind of hoping to stump you guys on that one. But this one is for Dale. How old is a horse when it changes from a filly to a mare? I'll take the closest answer to this one. Now, you shouldn't, if you watch, I won't give anybody hints.
No, I'll just say, oh, geez, I don't know this.
Didn't you used to be a big Del Mar track guy?
Well, yeah.
We used to go there all the time.
I fucking bet on them. I don't sit there and, I'll say.
How you doing, filly?
I'll say.
Check out the legs on that filly. Closest answer.
All right, closest answer. 4 years.
Final answer?
No, 3 years.
Final answer?
Yeah, I'll go 3 years.
Jay?
I believe it's 4 years. It's 3 to 4 years. 4 years.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying four.
The answer is 4 years.
Fuck me!
Philly's rate.
Yeah. I was thinking that, but then I was remember the 3-year-old races and where they break it up at. So yeah, I should have stayed with four.
So Jay's got two.
Son of a bitch.
This one's for Jay.
When he said four, I was like, shit, that's what's gonna be mine. Good.
Yeah. But then when he switched, I go, final answer?
Yeah.
In 1908,
I didn't realize you had like 8 wrinkles in your forehead when you said final answer.
But, like, holy shit! To be fair.
Scared me.
To be fair.
Was it like Jabba the Hutt?
It was more alien than anything. What the fuck?
If you've seen my baby picture, I have stress lines as a baby. Seriously.
Your lines have lined when you said that.
I have the Charlie Brown curl.
You raised your eyebrows and I was scared. I better stick with three.
So it was like when the Grinch got that awful idea and his head just curls up.
But because people have said, my God, when they see that, they see my baby picture and they see my picture. I have the same hairline. And probably my mom made me put my arm on. It's how I sleep. Put my arm like this. And I'm like, you know, you put your hand like this and you're looking at the camera. It's just like it's like me at 53.
Well, stop doing it. It's freaking me out.
I've always had that. I'm just now noticing it.
Well, when you raised your eyebrows, I noticed. I've never seen so many lines before.
Oh, by the way, the audience we've had listening to our podcast since we've come back is the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer one.
No shit.
Yep.
Wow.
Who was right about that?
So we should still do Creature from the Black Lagoon.
There you go.
Some people, our younger listeners, are like, what?
Yeah. Does he have like wrinkles in his forehead?
No. Hey! That's it! You're the Creature from the Black Lagoon! That's where I remember those lines from. Okay.
Anyway, I'm telling you, I'll post a picture of me as a little kid with my little forehead. Because we have a little ViewMaster thing. My mom got this little ViewMaster. I have it now. We put the little slides. You've seen it, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, little slides. And I have wrinkles in my I have the same wrinkles. No Botox then, no Botox now. Jay, this question is for you. Are you done now, Dave? Stop my forehead!
He's just staring at my
forehead. I can't help but stare now. I'm like, holy shit. Even when he's
now
just,
I know what women
even feel, when he's straight faced, there's all
I,
like these.
Now I know what women feel like when they come walking to the ring just to skate and have a good time with you there. Drooling over him. Look at his forehead. In 1908, this vehicle made cars in the U.S. commonplace. What was the name of the car and who invented it? What company invented it?
It's not my question.
It's for Jay.
Can you say it again?
In 1908, this vehicle made cars in the U.S. commonplace. What was the name of the car and what company invented it?
It was the Ford Motor Company, and it's the Model T.
You are correct. And you're sucking here, Dale. You're just
well, fuck. I mean, give him a fucking easy question. Even I knew that
well,
one.
Well, to be fair, if you would have said 16,
right,
you would have had that
question. Right, exactly. Okay. All right, smart guy. And I would have stuck with 4 years instead of 3 years.
Yeah, you would have won.
On the fucking horse.
You'd be two.
But you lied to your forehead. I got confused. There's eight of them. I don't know. Eight divided by two. Four. That was
go.
The right answer.
There you go. Not three, because you can't divide three into
it's
eight.
It's a new math. I don't know.
Everybody's right. You're right, Johnny.
You're right, Johnny.
You're right, three divided. Yeah, it's sure.
Yeah, okay. It's okay.
You get a gold star.
Everybody wins.
You know what? The paneling doesn't go all the way to the wall. It's okay.
We came in last place out of 18 teams. Here's your trophy.
There you go.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Aren't you the best?
It doesn't matter. Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Once you get into the real world, you'll end up down in Mexico with Carrot Top. Okay.
All right, Jay, this is Dale, this is for you.
Yep.
What distinguished British actor, distinguished British actor Anthony Hopkins played in a film role, played what president? Anthony Hopkins.
Hello, Clarice.
He played what president?
I didn't see that movie. Damn it.
You got 44. You got 1 in 44 chance to get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just go with the most popular.
It wasn't Obama.
I'll go with FDR. I don't know.
FDR. Final answer?
Sure.
Jay?
I don't know, but I'm just going to guess like maybe what he could look like. So I'm going to say Tricky Dick, Richard Nixon.
It is Richard Nixon.
I'm on a roll.
Yeah, I didn't see that movie.
Okay, this is for Jay, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who was the vice president under Nixon that had to resign?
Ah, fuck. I know this
is an important thing because if he hadn't resigned,
he would have been
corrupt,
president, yeah.
He would have been president of the United States.
Yep.
So close.
And that's why it makes Gerald Ford the only unelected person in the presidency or vice presidency. He was not elected.
Yeah. No, so yet he's was caught on bribery, conspiracy charges, tax fraud. He did it all. Ended up paying a $10,000 fine, but in the long run, a year later, Ford.
Fuck, I suck at history.
Ford became president of the United States. So close.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
you guys
close.
Would say, oh, that guy, he's president. I know who he is.
Fuck, I don't remember. I don't remember. I can't remember the name. I'm going to guess Frank Rockefeller.
No, wasn't a Rockefeller.
Yeah.
I got one name stuck in my head, but I don't think it's right. Probably the wrong time frame. Spiro Agnew.
It is Spiro Agnew.
Oh, oh! Shit!
Nice.
I was listening in history class. I didn't know he skied off Bob's paper. Well,
wait, it wasn't a history class. Like, this happened while you were just alive. Like, this wasn't a history thing.
Shit. I don't turn in the fucking news. How boring. Come on.
Dude, Carrot Top gets arrested.
Well, that's like, that was just kind of shocking. I'm like, oh, my God.
You know, Carrot Top was the second choice behind Gerald Ford. But he knew that Nixon knew that Carrot Top wouldn't pardon him. He'd take him to Mexico, but he wouldn't pardon
him. But he'd get him steroids, so, yeah. You know, I mean, well, okay, I'll do it.
And then another thing, too, is Nixon probably cost Gerald Ford the re-election against Carter because people were pissed that he pardoned him. But he said he had to do it for what was right for the country. So he did what he thought was right, and it cost him. He should have said, fuck it. What does the poll say I should do?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, number six and the final question goes to Dale. I'll take the closest answer. What was the first
What year was the first Elvis Presley concert?
It's closest to?
Closest. This would be history, Dale, because
you weren't
alive.
Televised or what? No, say
just
it again.
First concert.
Oh. Ooh.
If you Google trivia questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great.
The Spiro Agnew one was mine.
I this one was, 58.
Final answer?
Sure.
Jay?
That's definitely way late. I'm going to say 1957.
The correct answer is 1954. I think he was in the Army at 1958. If I
had to guess directly, I would have said 1954, but had to go for the win on that one.
1954. Jay gets 5 of the 6 questions correct. Bad day for Dale.
Not a clean sweep.
1-800-BAD-DRUGS.
I'm hanging on to that. Not a clean sweep.
That is my favorite commercial. 1-800-BAD-DRUGS. Have you had this? Call 1-800-BAD-DRUGS. You guys see that commercial? It's been on for years. It's some commercial where you've done something, where you've taken some drug, and whatever it is, and it's done something to you, made like wrinkles in your forehead or something. And they go, the guy goes, 1-800-BAD-DRUGS.
Did your mom make you pose like this in pictures?
Call 1-800-BED-MOMS.
Anyway. That's great. I feel good about myself.
Does it look like an alien going to come out of your forehead?
So if you would like to add questions to the 6 questions for Jay and Dale, you can do that at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Pretty good questions, though.
Huh? Marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com.
They were. Those are good ones because I got most of them right, so that's good. You can also, if you have any questions about your life, relationship, or otherwise that you'd like advice on, we are 3 sage individuals, have different life experiences that might be able to add to it. Plus, when you put it out there, it's all of our listeners can add to it as well. So if there's anything you might want some advice for out there, you can give us a call at 510-69-TAFFY. Once again, that's 510-69-TAFFY. Also, you can send an email to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. So that's marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. And remember, it's not just the voice that can call in or send in emails.
To be fair, this guy's calling all the way from Australia.
I know. I listen.
In the Outback.
So that means Jack's calling out the other 110 of you. You lazy people.
Well, there's actually
you lazy motherfuckers.
There's more than that, though. We're getting more listeners than that.
We have more listeners than that?
We have more listeners than that.
Oh.
So there's a lot of lazy people out there.
Oh.
I'm just saying how everyone has a cell phone.
But see, maybe people's lives are too good right now. We've seen a bad stretch for some of our people so that they can.
Well, wait a minute. What? Stuff. What? Is last time I checked, is Obama still president? Okay, yeah. Life is really great.
I want to hear from the guy that hadn't had sex with his wife in like 8 months. How's that guy doing? I want to update. I'd like to hear.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I forgot about that guy.
Is his bed still dry? Is he?
Is the bed still dry? Maybe someone can spill a soda on him. Maybe go to Long Island and someone spill a soda on his bed.
Yo.
Hey, I'm trying to have sex here.
Lady, you got to reimburse me or what?
wait.
Say the letter O. Yeah, that's what I got in mind. Come over here.
Okay.
Yes, as it stands, Long Island and Port Jeff, the worst moviegoers in the history of moviegoers I've ever experienced in my life.
Ever?
Yep. Now, again, I've gone to movies in California. In Southern California, L.A., and San Francisco. I have gone to movies in North Carolina. I've gone to movies in New York City, Long Island. This is the worst group of people I've ever seen in a movie theater before.
That's quite...
Anyway, Colleen's now in the room. She's ticked off.
Was that your voice kind of changed for a second there? It sounded a little lower there. Was
I generally don't have Colleen around when I'm doing the Married Men show, so I can speak my mind.
So you sound a little more manly.
But anyway. All right, guys.
That's not a knock at Colleen. That's actually a knock at you because you can't have that squeaky kind of voice.
I know. You can, again, thanks to all of our patrons, all 111 of you, and special thanks to Eckhard Richter and Tack from Tokyo for significantly contributing to the show. And thank you to all 111. If you'd like to see a full list of all of our patrons, you can do so at jayandjack.com, where there will also be links on how to become a patron today. And again, it's patreon.com/JayandJack. Hopefully everybody had a safe and wonderful holidays, and we are back here for you to help you get through going back to work, having to drive to work. We are here for you. And until next time, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Yo no so.
Yo no so.
What the fuck
what
is
the
that?
What the fuck is that?
Fucking Italian for I don't know. Fuck you.
All right.
Bye.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.